Washington, D.C.'s new baseball team now has a name. The former Montreal Expos will be known as the Washington Nationals. D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams welcomed the news at a ceremony today.
Baseball is about our way of life. It's about community. It's about opportunity. And now with the Nationals, it's about our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Give it up.
But while Washington's team has a new name, the Nationals are still waiting for final plans to build a new stadium, as NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
Back in September, when D.C. officials found out they were getting a baseball team, they were so excited they broke out into an impromptu rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The only problem was that they hadn't actually agreed on where that ball game would be taking place. Mayor Williams had a proposal for building a new stadium, but it was just that, a proposal. City Council Chair Linda Kropp was one of those officials doing the singing, but she wasn't happy when she started looking at the fine print.
When we first heard the announcement that we received it, the council had never seen the final agreement.
Under the mayor's plan, the new stadium would be built in the southeast part of D.C., on the Anacostia waterfront, an industrial area mostly populated by cement factories, a taxicab repair shop, and a gay bar called Lacage. The mayor said the project would cost $440 million, but his own finance officer put it at more like $530 million. Money from the project would come from three sources: a new tax on large businesses, sales tax from stadium tickets and concessions, and rent paid by the team. The more she looked at the specifics, though, Kropp says, the more concerned she became.
I think it's my responsibility to try to figure out a way to make this whole stadium process less costly to the taxpayers of the district.
So she blocked a scheduled vote on the matter. She says so she could explore alternative ways to fund the stadium. Meanwhile, Mayor Anthony Williams has no such second thoughts. Standing in the tunnel of what would be the Nationals' temporary home, RFK Stadium, Williams touts the new team's economic benefits.
This is moving a major corporation into the city that wasn't here before, in a part of the city that I think will clearly benefit from it.
I think you see very commonly that the benefits touted by the leagues from sports franchises are wildly optimistic.
Victor Matheson is an assistant professor of economics at College of the Holy Cross near Boston.
It's very, very hard to believe that $450 million for a baseball stadium is the best use of public funds in D.C.
Matheson says D.C. probably could have gotten a better deal for Major League Baseball. City leaders rushed to meet baseball's demands for a new stadium, partly because they didn't want to lose out to other cities also vying for the club. But what they may not have realized, says Matheson, is that baseball wanted them at least as much as they wanted baseball. D.C. and its suburbs make up the sixth largest metropolitan area in the U.S. The next largest city without a major league team is Portland, Oregon, number 27. Because of that leverage, Matheson says, D.C. might have gotten the team's new owners to kick in for some of the facility.
And if you don't move the Expos to D.C., where are you going to move them? Charlotte, Las Vegas, Portland, much less attractive options for Major League Baseball.
So where do things stand in D.C.? Well, for Linda Kropp, who first supported the stadium but then blocked its approval, between a rock and a hard place, or as she puts it,
I'm between a dog and a tree.
She and the mayor have struck a tentative agreement. She'll support his stadium plan when the council votes on November 30th, but with an amendment that allows her to look for alternative funding, something she's confident she can find. There's also the question of whether the new stadium will really create the jobs and revitalization the mayor envisions. Victor Matheson and many other sports economists are doubtful.
The promoters of stadiums say that every one of these new stadiums is a field of dreams, and if you build it, they will come. But recent evidence suggests that they'll come for a couple years, and then it's really up in the air what happens.
What's harder to put a number on than jobs and tax revenues are the intangibles of having a baseball team. That conversation you have in the Orlando airport when someone sees your Nationals hat. What's that worth? Or, as Thomas Boswell put it in the Washington Post, does anyone remember if Fenway Park came in on budget? Luke Burbank, NPR News.